This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca. Britain and the United States are condemning what they said were a litany of malicious cyber attacks orchestrated by Russian military intelligence, including attempts to disrupt next year's Olympic and Paralympic Games in Tokyo. British and U.S. officials said the attacks were conducted by a unit of Russia's GRU military intelligence agency. Assistant Attorney General John C. Demers of the Department of Justice's National Security Division.
No country has weaponized its cyber capabilities as maliciously and irresponsibly as Russia, wantonly causing unprecedented collateral damage to pursue small tactical advantages and fits of spite.
In an indictment unsealed on Monday, the U.S. Justice Department said six members of the unit had played key roles in attacks on targets ranging from the Organization for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons to the 2017 French elections. Well, let's not call it the home stretch quite yet. But the 2020 presidential campaign sure has home in sight, and with not too much of a stretch at that. 2 weeks from today will tell the tale as the president last night was in Tucson in the western state of Arizona.
The pandemic, it's rounding the turn. Vaccines are coming. And I look fine, don't I? You know.
Meanwhile, Joe Biden's running mate, Kamala Harris, was in the swing state of Florida speaking in Jacksonville.
What is ahead of us is to fight. It's to fight knowing that we don't want a president of the United States who spends full time trying to sow hate and division between us. That's not who we are. We know that in the beauty of the diversity of who we are, the vast majority of us have so much more in common than what separates us.
This is VOA News.